Well, hello everybody and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I am okay. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Normal.
Beginning of May, so, you know, it's already May.
I'm not thinking about that anymore because if I do, it's...
slow, isn't it? Like, how fast it goes. You had to go slow.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, there are things going on, like, day to day. So the days... There are things going on week to week, so the weeks are finishing faster.
Yeah.
But then day to day, there are times when everything just kind of slows down a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
well,
it's...
not for me. Which is an alhamdulillah kind of moment, but yeah, right. It's manic crazy right now. So anyway, talking about manic crazy.
Yeah. So today we're doing an episode that we're calling Clutter Over Cloud.
We are.
So this is a sort of conversation that happened with a friend of the show and a friend of mine as well.
Thank you, Siddhi.
Thank you, Siddhi. where we were actually having a conversation about sort of generational differences and how we keep things.
Yes.
And it's something we've kind of touched on the show here and there. And so you like to talk about the clutter cloud.
Yeah,
but we're going to do a clutter over cloud conversation, which is a little play on words. Yeah. but here we're talking more about the physical versus the digital world in a way. And sort of how we view that. Yeah, so that's kind of what we're going to talk about today.
And sort of like how... it's changed for each generation. And I have mentioned a few times before that I am from the generation. I think you're not, are you, Shrek? You're the generation after me, right? I'm a Zennial.
It's not that far away, but okay.
Okay, so if you don't know, the Zennials are the ones born in the late 70s up to 80s. Shrek might say that it's up to, 85?
Well, I think if you're thinking about the generation that grew up without sort of, you know, home technology, right? Or home computers and stuff like that. So it was the same for us. I mean, I don't think we had a computer in our house until I was maybe 30, over 10 for sure.
We had a Commodore 64 in the 80s. That was because my cousin, who's like a brother to me, got a Commodore 128 and we got jealous and we're like, we want a Commodore. So we got a Commodore 64 because that's what my dad would get us.
For those of you who are listening to this and you have no idea what we're talking about, it's just an old computer.
Yeah. And if you don't know what a Commodore 64 is, you haven't lived. You haven't waited 3 hours for a game to load. So we used to go out and play and then keep on coming in every half an hour to check if it was ready and then run outside and play with our friends again and then come back. Oh, and then if it would mess up, if it would like stall, you'd have to reboot the whole game again and then it would go through the whole palaver. It was a nightmare.
And the days when, you know, modems and like you had to connect to the internet, and if someone picked up the phone, it was chaos because you lost the status of a game or whatever you were loading, right?
You'd never be on the internet the whole time. It was like a certain amount of time, and you paid for it. How much you
by the hour?
My god, the amount of screaming we used to get. So we've experienced a lot of things, nightmares for you now to all have. Wi-Fi, so easily available.
So like, today we live in a world where you wake up and you pick up the phone and you start like browsing Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there was and we were coming from the generation that essentially like had fights over somebody picking up the phone call.
Fights over using the internet and using the computer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, and we could only have one computer and one internet and it was connected by wire. So anyway, back to what we're going to talk about. So this is practically what we're going to talk about. So it's... the difference in generations, and from what you and Siddhi have so explain what Siddhi has experienced.
Yeah, and so one of the things we were talking about actually was the difference between how the previous generation and ours have adopted technology and how we live our lives, but then also like what it is like with the people who are about 5 or 10 years younger than us. So then, sort of the quote unquote next generation, and what that's like, where we don't see a semblance of paper anywhere, even though we have a tendency to want to write things down. Like I still write things in a notebook, for example. And a lot of this was triggered actually because of the fact that last week I saw that the Hallmark Gulf greeting had shut down, in one of the malls. We were just talking about greeting cards and sort of the whole concept of the fact that like these businesses haven't really survived. I mean, Hallmark, for example, went bankrupt, which is what I'm assuming anyway had an impact on Gulf greetings here as well, right? And this idea of like, well, this entire business was built around the fact that someone, when there was some kind of memory, whether it was get well soon, whether it was a happy birthday, whether it was an anniversary, whatever, you went and you got a greeting card and you wrote a little note and you handed it to somebody. And it was kind of like, okay, well, you know, can you imagine doing that with someone who is about 5 or 10 years younger than you? Is it like they would barely look at it and maybe throw it away?
Yeah.
Or if not today, then in a little while. Yeah. And she's like, you know, I still have a couple of greeting cards that I really hold very dear. Mm. kept in a memory box or whatever, yeah. right? And so it's just, what a different, and it was just kind of that one of those spur of the moment things where it was like, yeah, in a lot of ways, our generation still prefers clutter over cloud, right? Over being digital and over just sending a digital note to somebody and sending a message. I mean,
I think it's finding the right balance, and it's what we've talked about many times. And, you know, I am a card person. I have a basket full of cards that I've bought over the years. And because here it used to be so difficult to get decent cards, even with Hallmark, it was overpriced. So I'd go home and I'd go to my favorite department store. And if it's the sales, they'll be selling them for 50p and £1. So I have a whole bunch of cards. But you're right, now I look at the cards, I've got ones for Get Well Soon and stuff. And how many people are you going to give a Get Well Soon card to? Like, you just send a WhatsApp message. So it does get to that point where you think, you know, I have to go through those cards and get rid of some. I have to declutter. And I have seen, you know, going to clients' houses that, yes, you're right, the 20-somethings, 30-somethings, you know, early 30s, they're of that generation of the computer, of, you know, having, being more digital.
Yeah.
So they do have less paper, but they have lots of gadgets. They have more electronics. They're very computer game focused. Even the girls, you know, it's a whole different kind of environment. So when I am organizing decluttering, it is less about the paperwork and more about the digital electronics and the clutter and then clothes and stuff like that. But I'm also finding when I'm working with the next generation, so kids at school, and even my nephews who are my benchmark for a lot of things in my life, you know, because I'm so close to them. But I've worked with a lot of kids recently, and they are starting to write more. They're starting to have notebooks. They want to have something tangible. Now, I, you know, talking to clients and, you know, talking to mothers, we're not, you know, we are thinking that it might be an expat thing as well. So these kids are having more roots and keeping things more, you know, tangible items, because they feel so uprooted from not having a home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So especially ones who are, you know, maybe their parents are from different countries, they've been born and brought up here, but they're not from here. So there's a lot of that kind of situation as well for this generation of kids. And I think that's going to happen for a lot of kids around the world, because people are traveling so much and moving into different countries or you're not marrying into your same village.
Yeah, that's what's changed completely, right, in the last, let's say, 2 decades, give or take.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing actually almost like a reversal?
Yes, I am. So, yes, there is the technology, there is the iPads. I mean, my nephews were using iPads very early on, which was freaked us out, you know, but it is what it is. But right. And they knew what our passwords were to get onto our phones. You know, thank God for Face ID, even though they're clever and put the phone up to your face, you know, if you're nearby.
Right.
They are that clever, but they also like the feel of having the paper, writing. Right. I think there's some beauty to the tangible nature of it. And I see it even with crafting. Lots of kids are doing crafting now. It's less about, and I think that's from the parents as well. They've seen that they've given their kids so much technology, given them access to iPads and everything, and it's too much. So especially during the pandemic, everybody was crafting.
Yeah.
And it was a way to occupy the kids. So there is a lot of that. So now there's lots of kids who are drawing, painting, writing poetry, writing stories, which maybe the generation after us were doing it more digitally.
Yeah, and I think also it has to do with the fact that, because the generation you're talking about are essentially the kids of our generation.
Yeah.
Right, roughly. I mean, give or take. And so I think there's that correction also comes from our generation being parents, seeing that shift and being like, no, I actually want to return to the roots, whether you call it. I mean, I look at it from a planting roots perspective because I think when we see it from our parents' generation, for sure, they were all about planting roots. Even though they were, a lot of them were the expats, the original ones for us anyway, who moved away from their hometowns or whatever it was. But they were about, okay, wherever I've moved, I want to plant roots there and I want to start there. Whereas our generation moves far more frequently and does it with a lot less. And then again, you know, the more you move, the less roots you start planting because you want to be agile and whatever. Yeah. And I think the generation immediately after us, so I would say between 5 and 10 years, behind us, so to speak, did that even more. But then now maybe it's our generation becoming parents, or our parents being grandparents.
Are teaching them
this idea of saying, no, actually, we want to plant roots. Or, no, actually, we want to note things down. Actually, we want to have tangible, physical memories even.
But it's, I think you're right. I think it's a generation thing as well. So, but as, you know, as I say, I always say, it's the balance. We have to embrace the old and we have to embrace the new. I do like writing. I'm the same. I am a notebook girl. I carry a notebook around with me. I make notes in my notebook. Now I try and do it digitally on my phone, on a notebook, but I still don't feel satisfied. And mine is because of my legal background. My being a lawyer, I used to carry a notebook and pen everywhere, because if anybody said anything, I would write it down, which would, in you know, it would cause excruciating pain to the CEOs and chairmen and directors and stuff, because I'd be writing everything they said. So that if they said anything later, I'd be like, right, you said this, you know, I am that person. But that's my training that I learned from my boss, who was a generation above me. And I've instilled that to... when I was, you know, I had assistants, I trained them. So, but they were more like, oh, no, we just write on the computer. Like, no, write on the notebook.
That's unfair. I feel like you just made them sound really dumb for doing that, even though it was not, you know, like, I know it was not intentional, but it's like, you know, it's so funny how, like, we're doing the same thing, like, our parent generation was doing. We're like, oh, you think so highly of yourself, whatever. It's the same thing.
It's true, actually. So, where, you know, we are talking... this is more a conversation today, but I think, you know, look at yourself, look at how you live your life, look at what if you've got kids, how they are growing up. It's great to have a cloud and to store, you know, megabytes and gigabytes. Which is our biggest one?
Gigabytes is bigger than megabytes, terabytes is bigger than...
Okay, terabytes, okay. So it's fine to have the cloud and to store your paperwork and your photos and, you know, documents in there. You know, but remember, yes, just because you've got terabytes of space, it doesn't mean you have to keep everything there. You don't have to keep every single document you've ever had. You know, go through the cult. And we've had podcasts about this,
this
before.
This is that argument that people now are making, right? That it was nice that Gmail came up with this idea of saying, we'll just give you gigabytes of data for your emails. So you don't never have to delete anything. And now we're like... That was not actually a good habit to build up on, was it? Maybe.
And that's been the problem because of the generational thing, and because we've been embracing, especially, you know, for our generation, we came into this from the start.
Yeah.
So it's all been a learning curve. It's been a huge learning curve for us, from a technological point of view, from a digital point of view, from a paper point of view, from a clutter point of view. No, our generation had to learn all of this. You know, I have naturally been like this, but it's still been a learning curve, you know, how to deal with all this clutter that's we've had thrown into us since the 80s. And dealing with it, you know, as much as, you know, the next generation, you know, the 20s and 30s have seen this and grown up with it, it's still been a learning curve for them. This generation of kids, they're learning now what clutter is and that it can be, you know, how to get rid of stuff, because it's being taught now more. It's on TV, you know, there's our podcast, you know, people are talking about it. I mean, my nephews know about it. Of course they do, because they have their aunt who's this organizer, but they're very organized.
And they listen to the podcast occasionally.
Yeah, they do. Conrad does. Shout out to my nephew, Conrad. But it's all a learning curve. So we need to learn how to embrace the old, embrace the new, but make sure we don't have clutter from both of them, because you still have to carry that burden with you then. But we have podcasts about that, so you can listen to the digital clutter ones, you can listen to the paper ones.
Yeah, and again, I think from a tangible, I mean, when we talk about like the actual clutter, like the physical clutter, you know, we tend to, again, and that's where, like you said, the balance comes in, where you kind of think like, okay, well, if I clear out this clutter, it's fine, but actually the digital clutter is also something we're passing off now, right? We've reached that stage now where sort of the earliest generation of people that got into digital, which is our parents' generation primarily, but, you know, are leaving behind digital clutter that we are kind of browsing through, and then, you know, same for us. So I think it's important to realize that clutter actually does exist at both ends, and we need to do something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially not have duplicates. So, you know, like as you were saying about the office, that people were printing out paperwork. They most probably had it digitally as well, but they're printing it out. And then there's this printout and there's this digital. What do you need? Most of you don't need the paper copies, you just unless it's a signed agreement or something, you just need the digital copy. But that's, you know, you need to do that. And that's what I used to do a lot when I worked in offices. And I was, so there'd be times when I would be in my office and I'd be like, I don't want to do any more legal work. I just want to clear up the admin. So, and you know, considering I had assistants, they just, legal assistants just, lawyers in general don't know how to be organized, so I'm an anomaly.
Oh, we're really dissing categories today.
Yeah. There are a few lawyers who are professional organizers, but we're an anomaly. Considering how many clients I've had who are lawyers, it says it all, because lawyers are just generally, they just
keep everything, organized. I guess,
And assistants are the same. You'd think they'd be helpful, but they're not when it comes to organizing. So I would spend a day organizing stuff and going through all the paper stuff that might have been printed and see what we had digitally and even signed contracts. I'd be like, we need one original. We don't need 20 originals, you know, like it's just crazy, you know, and there was this fascination with printing lots of documents and signing lots of documents.
Yeah,
you need two copies or three copies. That's it. So that's what I used to do. And I think people need to do that still, you know, whether it's in your office or in your personal space, see what you have physically and digitally, and then remove what you don't need. Also, you know, and the same with electronics. You don't need all the old electronics. You know, get rid of them if you can. I am still trying to find out and connect with a recycling center that will be able to help us. So if anybody knows anyone great that could help declutter me followers and clients, that would be amazing, because people have like 15, 20 phones, you know, from the past that they haven't got rid of because it's got old photos, which are most probably really terrible, you know, digitally. Like, what's the word? The pixels are terrible on the old
phone. Yeah, low-resolution.
Low-resolution, that's the word. So, you know, they're like, I have to keep the photos, but it's like, you haven't downloaded the photos.
No, and also sometimes, like you said, it's just we don't know. Like, we're conscious of the fact that we don't want to just throw them because we want to recycle them, but there's actually no
There's no proper place. And so we need to sort that out. But anyway, so that's it really for today. This is just our view. So it'd be lovely to hear what people think as well from the different generations, if they think we're off the mark completely or completely on the ball.
Or like, are you a clutter person or a cloud person or in between kind of thing?
Clutter or cloud? Let us know what you are, and it'd be interesting to hear what other people think.
Awesome. Well, as always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do that by messaging Shalina on social media at DeclutterMe. So that's at DeclutterMe. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Thank you.